refuge in my fortress, protects me from the wicked's deadly ordinance. Snakes master psychology, phony people studying fakeology. Y'all see, I'm a god, it's not ego. Psalms 82, verse 6. Even JC know who be me. Lion face crew be deep. Soldiers for y'all, screw these streets in front like the heat goat. That's how I leap, waiting on the master. In the meantime, studying for my masters. Building houses, growing college, sharpening my sword, and I'm cutting up scholars. Raising my sons, searching for the wife. Yeah, I pray he find a virtuous one. Stand for justice, relieve the oppressed. Call on Yah, deliver the fatherless, let Israel be blessed.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, He gain and save me. The righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I call, He gain and save me.
Yo, when the poor oppress the poor, it's like the sweeping rain, leaving no food, just pain. But Yah's name, I exclaim, feed my brethren wisdom. Yah willing, He will do the same. Shame and calamity on my family, trapped in captivity. Many years ago, holding the calico, never know how my light glow till I step through them two doors. Left church, cause that was just fool's gold. My eyes, the color of onyx. Yah's message came to me as clear as you telephonically alerting me. He opened His scrolls and fed His word to me. Now I'ma give to those hope lost whose spirit is froze the knowledge of how they conquer their foes. Enemies be hatred itself. Something dangerous like this crack is wealth. Let's leave Babylon and let Yah be our help.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, He came and saved me. The righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I call, He came and saved me. Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, He came and saved me. The righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I call, He came and saved me.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Creator of the universe, to the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. We praise the mighty Yah for another glorious day, another beautiful day that He has even allowed us to see, for He has brought us to another week, that we might praise His holy, righteous, and exalted name, and that we might even incline our ears to hear His great words. My name is Moray Ishaya Ben Yisrael, bringing you once again nothing but the truth. And it is true that all I'm going to tell you is the truth. For the Creator ordained me to tell you the truth. But if for some strange reason what I'm saying seemed to be strange or indifferent with you, call me and we will discuss it. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that call in to this program every week, whether you're listening by the way of phone or whether you're listening by the way of internet. I bid you shalom. I praise the mighty Yah for your presence. I know the only reason you're listening is because of your fear towards the Most High. Tonight we have another beautiful program prepared for you. Again, we're inspire, encourage, and teach our people the truth. Teach them how to walk before the Most High, and teach them the desires of our Elohim. This is why these things are so important for all of us. Before I get into our program tonight, or our discussion tonight, I want to let everyone know that we still have rooms available. You still can make your reservations and get the discounted rate that we negotiated. Visit our website, WorldGatheringYisrael.org, WorldGatheringYisrael.org. And there you will see the hotel information. You will see the itinerary for our 3-day gathering. And you also get an opportunity to see the various things that we have planned and why we are planning this particular gathering. Or you can call me, 919-931-6216, and I will explain everything to you, but I also can send you the information to you by phone. If anyone is having any issues and they would like to go, call me, 919-931-6216. And we will discuss it. Also, I want to remind everyone that this gathering is for seeking the Most High. Seeking the Most High only. We're not there for anything else but to seek the Most High. I know other Israelites are doing other things, and that's fine. That's totally up to them. But we went around the country for a whole year, discussing, talking with the various leaders, elders. We went into the cities, various cities around the United States. We also talked to many leaders on the phone, elders on the phone. And we have talked to our people. And we let them know exactly what we are doing. And we asked them, if this is something that they thought was not good in the sight of our fathers or in the Most High, then let us know. Show us so that we would not be bringing a curse upon Israel. But if it is good, and it was good in the sight of our fathers, as it was good in the sight of the Most High, then join us. Join us and let us walk together in unity and let us seek the Most High. For the Creator said, if we seek Him, we shall find Him. And we're looking for Him. We're searching for Him. We're inquiring about the things that have us so divided today. So let us go together. Of course, as many of you know by now, we will be in Jamestown, Virginia, the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. These are our official 3-day gathering. Although many Israelites will be there before the 27th, and they will be there for the Sabbath day, we will also have a Sabbath service. So don't worry if you're coming in town early, we will also have a Sabbath service. 3-day weekend is very detailed. And we have a lot of things planned. And everything we have planned is planned to get us ready to seek the Most High. And this is what we're going to do. Again, if you have any questions, give me a call, 919-931-6216. All right, let us get right into our subject matter today. Of course, a while back, I let everyone know that, especially since we get closer to our gathering, which is, of course, next weekend will be the weekend our people will begin to start converging on Jamestown, Virginia. And then the following week, the first 3 days of the week, is when our 3-day gathering begins. And one of the things that I wanted everybody to be aware of and to consider and to think about, really, what is y'all looking for? Of course, all over the scriptures, we've been showing and telling people that we must seek the Most High. And this is the truth. But what is Yah really looking for in his people? And in truth, Yah is not looking for a holy people, because we are in a polluted land. We are a defiled and polluted people who have even defiled and polluted the great name of our Creator. So if y'all was looking for a holy people, we will not be it, because we are just too polluted, too defiled, too abominable. And of course, if we're that polluted, how could we be a righteous people? A righteous people are people who put a difference between the clean and the unclean, the defiled and the undefiled, the right versus the wrong. That's what a righteous people do. And of course, these are things that we have not done as a people. So what really is y'all looking for? Well, in truth, the Most High is and have always looked for one thing in our people, thing that the Creator said himself that he would never, ever despise. Truly, we know he's not looking for some type of animal sacrifice. He's not looking for us to bring him a sheaf of our land or garden so we can wave before him. No, he's looking for something real simple. Now, in truth, it sounds simple. It's a simple word, but our people seem they can't grasp it. It escapes them. And this is what I want you to consider before our gathering, because it's the one thing that Yah is looking for. And what is it? It is humility. It is humbleness. It is meekness. This is what Yah, the one thing Yah is looking for a humble people. He's looking for the humility in your heart. He's looking for meekness to go before you. And this is the one thing our people refuse to do. They don't mind giving up money. They don't mind giving up bullocks and goats and rams. They don't mind doing all kind of other things. But for some strange reason, they refuse to humble themselves. Why do you think all this calamity has come upon us? And little do people know, this captivity was born to cause us to humble ourselves. And did we do it? How can we be humble, but yet we continually divide and separate ourselves from one another? We harbor ill feelings toward one another in our hearts. We slander, talebear, lie against one another. We debate, strife. This is what we do with one another. The divorce rate in our community is higher than anybody. And I'm speaking of Israel also. Those who are supposed to know what's right and what's wrong. When you have people coming to our Knessets and congregations and temples, they don't leave with the spirit of, my goodness, I found something unique and different than something that I've ever seen. They leave, they say, my goodness, this is just like church. This is just like the other places I've been going. People talking about one another, people slandering one another, people dividing and separating from one another. And look, this is just what we do to one another. Can you imagine what we are doing in the sight, in the eyes, as well as the ears of the Most High? Yah is looking for something that our people refuse to do, and so he can live with you in some type of way by allowing his spirit to come into you. Sometimes he just do it himself until you get the point. And let me show you this. I want you to see this for yourself, because today what I want you to do is consider what this whole matrix is all about. Show you something the Creator said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Scripture said there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time for war. Well, brothers and sisters, there's a time for peace too. Scripture said there's a time for hate. But my goodness, it's a time for love also. And sometimes we just seen the war, we seen the hate, but when will we see the peace and the love? In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, watch what this says. The very first verse. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yah swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yah the Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And why did he do this? To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou was would it keep his commandments or not. The Almighty was not about to just take these people in the land without proving them, without testing them, without discovering their heart. And do you think Yah is going to take us home? You think Yah is going to deliver us? Do you actually believe Yah is going to skip the most important step that he desires to place us in the land to save us? No, he's not. He's going to prove us. He is proving us. He is testing us. And what is the test? Is he want to know what's in our heart? And the only way he's going to know what's in your heart, he has to humble you. And why do Yah have to humble you? Because you refuse to humble yourself. I ain't calling these brothers. I ain't talking to them sisters. I ain't dealing with this group. I ain't going to that class. You just refuse to humble yourself. And he humbled thee. And he suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah do man live. thy raiment wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years, because the Almighty, even though he was humbling our people during this time, he wanted them to know, look, I'm still with you. I still want you to see my mercy. Because then you'll say, well, Yah, you put too much on me to bear. You just put too much on me, and I just couldn't take it. That was way too much for me. Well, how is it too much for you? Because you had some adversity on one side, but look at the goodness and the mercy that you have on the other side. And see, a lot of times we had tunnel vision. All we see is what we want to see, and that's what's in front of us. So we see all the obstacles in front of us, but we can never see how we overcome them. We can never see how we got through it. We can never see who brought us and made a way out. We can't see that part. But we can see all the walls. We can see all the hills. We can see all the stuff in the way. But you got to see past that. You can't be tunnel vision. Our people, tunnel vision. Here, they was hungry. Here, they was thirsty. But their foot didn't swell. Their clothes didn't get old. And Yah was still feeding them. And Yah was still giving them drink. And look what it says. Thou shalt consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so Yah the Elohim chasteneth thee. And of course, just like little children, we don't want to be chastened. Well, if you don't want to be chastened, why don't you do the right thing? Do the right thing. That's all it takes. Is do what's right. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of Yah the Elohim, to walk in his ways and to fear him. This is what the Most High wants you to do. He's testing you, proving you. Like right now, we've been all over the country telling people, come on, let us seek Yah. You don't have to come to Jamestown, Virginia to seek the Most High. But if you even just acknowledge, look, I'm going to seek Yah with my brother. That's good enough. But we have people making excuses why they're not going to seek Yah with their brother. Even though Yah said, gather yourselves together and seek me. We have people making excuses why they can't come to Jamestown. It's not because of any big obstacle. They're not even trying to come. Just excuses by humble people. Not a humble people, but that's what Yah is looking for. Look what the Creator said in this same chapter. Verse 15. Look what he said. Who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents. A lot of people forget that when our people was in the wilderness, when they was in this desert, there were fiery serpents that was striking and killing our people. And the Almighty told Moses to make a serpent. People looked on it after they had been bitten. This serpent, if they looked on this serpent that Moses had made, they would be healed. This is why they got this little snake going up a pole in modern time as some type of healing symbol. Treat it and tell them to look on it and worship it and bow to it and serve it. But it was a sign. It was a sign of what the Most High had done to our people. And scorpions and drought where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. The Almighty wants to do you good, but you have to humble yourself. And he will humble you. But see, when the Most High humble you, if you don't, if you're not prepared for it, oftentimes the only thing you're going to do is get mad at Yah and start cursing Yah and start hiding yourself from Yah, which you can't hide from the Most High. But that's what you'll do. And then instead of you having honor and integrity, you're going to have confusion. And confusion of the faith, as our people have this day. And why? Because they refuse to humble themselves. And that's what Yah is looking for. He's looking for humble people. He's looking for a kingdom and humble. Because these are the only type of people that Yah will allow to walk with him. But our people refuse to be humble. Our people will rather be mad at things they don't even have to be mad about. Our people will rather complain about things they can't even control. Our people will rather fight rather than embrace. They will rather hate rather than love. They will rather curse rather than bless. I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to pray against him. This hatred. And don't even realize that's not meekness. That's not humbleness. I never seen where Moses prayed against his people. Except for one time. Now, let me take that back. Except for one time. And that was Kohath said Moses did all these things of himself. And that was the only time Moses said anything bad about his people. He said, look, he told Yah, he said, man, I never did none of this of myself. He said, don't even respect their prayers, Yah, because they just outright lying against me. But our people pray against each other every day. I never seen David, King David, pray against his people. I seen King David pray against his enemies. But I never seen him pray against his people. This is some sick, demonic stuff that we have inherited from the heathens, and we have to humble ourselves because of it. Look what the Creator said in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. I want you to see this. And what are we discussing tonight? What are we talking about? We are discussing the one thing, the very thing that the Creator is looking for in us today. He's not looking for holy people. He's not looking for this great righteous people. Because he knows we are polluted and defiled and unrighteous. He's looking for us to humble ourselves, because if we do that, then we can become righteous. Then we can become holy. Then we can become the people that he actually made us to be. But we must find humility. And this is the one thing our people don't want. Look what it says in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. And as I looked at this and considered this, it was real astonishing to me. Because watch what it says, starting at the 14th verse. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sore heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. In other words, like our people today, nobody ain't even thinking about you, but you worried about somebody else all the time, and they ain't even thinking about you. They're not pursuing you. You're not even in their mind, but you can swear. You'll swear by yourself that every time you go somewhere, somebody doing something against you. You'll swear it. Every time I do this, somebody do that. No, and they ain't even thinking about you. That's just a curse. And you have succumbed to it. But watch this. Even though all these things, the Creator said these things will happen if we didn't hearken unto him, things did happen. Watch what it says in the 18th verse. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. In other words, he's already punishing you. But you're still not humble. You still didn't find humility. Because you still won't listen. So he punished you one time. So now he's saying, since you're not hearkening to him, he's going to punish you seven more times. Now we're at the second punishment. And watch what it says. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if ye walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sin. In other words, again, we had an opportunity to get it right.
And we still didn't listen. Even after he tried to break the pride of our, he broke the pride of our power, he stopped listening to us because the heaven became iron, the earth as brass, so we stopped getting the seeds. We working in vain. Land didn't yield nothing. Trees and nothing was yielding anything. We still didn't listen. Now, that's the third time he tried to get our attention. So he said seven more times he's going to try to get it again. And watch what it says. I will also send wild beasts, 22nd verse. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your cattle, make you few in number. Your highways shall be desolate. And if ye will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet seven more times. In other words, he done came to us four different times. Four different times. How long does it take? How long will we refuse to humble ourselves to this day? But I want you to see this. Show you how profound this is, because this brought us all the way into this day. Watch what it says. He already came four different times. 25th verse. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your city, I will send pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of your enemies. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall break your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. And if ye will not hearken, if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I will chastise you seven times more for your sin. He done came five different times. Five different times. And watch what this is. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. And here, y'all get tired of talking to your children. I got to talk to you all the time. I got to tell you the same thing over and over again. Well, you know where your kids get it from. They get it from you. That's where they get it from. They get it from the parents. Because you didn't listen to your father. Look what it says. And I will destroy your high places, cut down your images, cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savior of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you. And your land shall be desolate, your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths, as long it as long as it lie desolate. And ye shall be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lie desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelled upon it. And then upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their heart in the lands of their enemy, and the sound of a shaking leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall with none pursuing. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before sword, when none pursue. In other words, they killing one another, they falling against one another, they just looking real crazy, and nobody is even pursuing them. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies.
Let me get my verse back. Verse 38.
And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' land. And also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. And watch the 40th verse. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquities. In other words, this is the Creator coming six different times. Six different times letting us know that he only had one thing that he was trying to do anyway from the beginning, and that is to humble us. To humble our uncircumcised heart. And I appreciate the text I just received. And I thought by now we'd be situating the positive. And really, the positive. See, the thing is, what I want you to consider tonight, before you make your journeys, before you picture in your mind what might happen, before you envision the possibilities of tomorrow, there's only one way to get there, through humility. That is through humbleness. This is what I want you to consider. And when you humbled, you're humbled. And we're going to talk about what this humility actually looked like, what this humbleness actually, how it actually feels. And to be honest with you, it don't feel good. A lot of times it don't look good. And it really don't sound good. Although good come from it. Good always come from it. But it just don't look good, it don't sound good, and it don't feel good. And I want you to see this. Because the 42nd verse, it says, after you humble yourself, after we confess, after we do these things, then will I remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lie desolate without them, and they shall accept punishment of their iniquity, because even because they despise my judgment and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them. For I am Yah, their Elohim. This is Yah's desire. Yah is, his desire is that he's looking for a humble people. That's his desire. Because he knows the very thing that you and I are lacking. He has it waiting to deliver it to us. But we have to find it in ourselves to humble ourselves. And what do that mean? How do that look? How do that feel? Well, it looks, well, first of all, let me tell you how it feels. It's something that you just don't want to hear. It's something that you don't want to talk about because it don't feel good. Oftentimes you won't see it because it don't look good. Makes you look like you're weak. Makes you look inferior. And then it sounds like you're a coward or somebody just like to take punishment, glutton for punishment. But really, I want you to see Creator see you. And this is the whole point of today's lesson. How do the Most High see it? Versus how man see it. For example, in the book of Proverbs, the 15th chapter, you turn there for a second. Again, what are we discussing tonight? We're discussing the one thing, the very thing that Yah said he would never despise. And it's important to know because the thing that he's always been looking for. He knew we were going to sin. He knew we were going to fall short. He knew that we would get caught up. He tested us. He proved us to see what was in our heart. But in the end, he wanted us to rise to the occasion. And what occasion did he want us to rise to? And let me show you what he wanted us to rise to. In the book of Proverbs, the 15th chapter, this is what it says in the 33rd verse. It says, the fear of Yah is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor, humility. In other words, the Creator is waiting and prepared
to honor. And what is an honor? An honor is something that is bestowed upon you when you do certain things. And Yah is ready to honor his people. He's ready to honor them. He's prepared to honor them. But it's only one way that you can receive this honor. This honor comes from humility. And this is what I want you to consider. This is what I want you to find. When you stand before Yah to seek the Most High, nobody can stand for you. No one can win their heart for you. Only you can do that for yourself. So you have to find it within yourself when you go before the Most High to find the one thing that he said he would never despise. And that is humility. And I want you to look for this thing that if you're able to find it, the Creator is ready to honor you for it. Look in the book of Proverbs 18. Many of us are sick and wounded and hurting and tired and vexed, full of troubles and adversity. This is why this is important. Because the very one thing that can get you honor. In other words, when we get sick, the first thing we run to, we run to the herbs. We change our diet. We go get certain ointments. And we change our eating habits, change their spirit. Who changed their heart? For the Creator said, he is the one that wounds. But he also is the one that heals. And oftentimes, the very one thing we don't do is find the humility. Because if we humble ourselves, the same one that wounded is the same one that can heal. But we will invest in other things instead of investing in him. Look what it says in the book of Proverbs 18. The 12th verse. And this is what it says. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty. And before honor is humility. And this is what I'm asking my beautiful brothers and sisters to find. I'm asking you to find humility. Because in finding humility, you will find honor. And what is honor? Honor is bestowed upon those who the Creator has seen and found. Just like anyone, I want to honor you. And the honor of Yah is healing. The honor of Yah is unity. The honor of Yah is peace. The honor of Yah is love. This is how Yah honor you. He took one of our kings, Hezekiah, and extended his life.
That's what honor will do. It will extend your life. It will make you a new person. It will change your whole spirit, your whole thoughts, your whole mind. And we want honor. And we need honor. But we have to find it. And we find it through humility. In the book of Proverbs 22. And give me a call, 347-838-8963, and I will go right to my beautiful brothers and sisters on the line. Proverbs 22. And what are we discussing? What are we talking about? We're talking about this one thing that the Most High would never ever despise. Believe it or not, sometimes our prayers are an abomination to the Most High. Many of the sacrifices our people made to the Most High, he didn't accept them. Many of the things that we do good, we do twice as many things bad. So a lot of times it cancels out the good that we're doing. But the one thing that the Creator, no matter how much bad we're doing, the one thing that can cancel out all the bad is humility. And this is what we have to find. In the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, it says in the 4th verse, "By humility and the fear of Yah are riches and honor and life." This is what humility is. This is what I want us to find. This is what I've been looking for. This is what I've been searching for. This is what I've been digging up, trying to make a part of me. Because I knew, no matter what other people thought and what other people said, I knew honor in thereof. And you want honor. Because in honor is great things you can't even imagine from the Most High. But you have to go through something for honor to be bestowed upon you. And it is called humility. And the last scripture I'll go to before I go to my beautiful brothers and sisters, in the book of Psalm 37. And give me a call and talk to me. 347-838-8963. We're close, but we're not there yet. I know many believe they are prepared. I know many have worked to become prepared. And I know many are looking and visualizing great things. But we must find something before we achieve our goals.
And this is what it says in Psalm 37. The 11th verse. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And that's what we need about right now. We need a lot of peace. We need a lot of love. We need a lot of goodness. We had a lot of everything else. So let us do the things that produce peace and love and happiness and unity and deliverance, riches, honor, and life. Let us find the very thing that our fathers, that escaped our fathers centuries ago, that brought us to these shores. Let us find the thing that will ultimately free us from this jail, from this bondage that has worn us out. Let us find honor. Let us receive honor. And let us find the humility that will get us this great reward. We have one caller that called in, and we're going to go right to him. This is in the 404 area code. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing, all right?
Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom to you, Moray Yehoshua. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And as always, it was a not only great program, but it was an inspiring program. And it's a program that I hope your listening audience consider, because it's about self-reflection. And humility is something that you have to acquire and learn. Unfortunately, our people don't have humility within them. And it takes discipline, it takes mercy, and more importantly, it takes the fear of the Almighty to become a humble person. Because it's hard for us, for some reason, just to take a step back and say, hey, it's okay. You know, the scripture says it's a glory to look over a transgression of another, and even times we don't even look over our own transgression. And too often, we don't sit back and be thankful for the mercy that the Almighty has shown us in his humility. And his mercy is his humility. And it's something that we got to prepare for if we want to be counted in that remnant or counted in that number, when the Almighty said the righteous and the meek shall inherit the earth. And the program today has just been, or tonight has been, very inspirational for me, because the Almighty has not only humbled me, but he made me realize and understand that we don't live by bread alone. By every word that proceeded out of his mouth does man live. And sometimes we don't take that to heart. And I just want to say Toda Yah by sharing that with your audience, because it's important that the people know and learn and grow and realize that humility and meekness is what it's going to take. Because we don't have all the tools necessary to become a holy people. The Almighty said he's going to clean us up in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. He's going to take that stony heart out of our flesh and give us a heart of flesh. He said he's going to sprinkle clean water on us to clean us up. But in order for us to get to that process, and I agree with you 100%, is humility. And I want to say Toda Yah for that, because sometimes we don't have retro respect on the mercy that the Almighty has already seen us. We always looking for more. We always looking for something else, but not thankful for the things that he already granted us. And I just want to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I appreciate that, my wife. And you're absolutely correct. The Almighty is going to clean us up. He's going to give us a new heart and new spirit. But he let us know it's the meek who will inherit these things. And that's why I occasioned this particular program before this event, because that's what I want us to find. I want us to find something that I know we have to dig deep within ourselves to uncover. And how do this look? It looks, like I said, something that you don't want people to see. It sounds like something you don't want people to hear. And it feels like something that you never ever want to feel, because it's part of the shame. See, we don't have to be ashamed of one another. And for the most part, we're not. Will we not be ashamed for what we have done, what we have allowed ourselves to succumb to as a chosen people, as a nation of people? Kill your treasure, chosen above all the nations on the earth. The Creator wants us to feel the shame, and he wants us to walk through the shame humbly. Then he knows, well, I can walk with these people because they understand, they get the point, they understand the message. They understand they're wrong. They realize the reality of their condition. Our conditions are not make-believe. Our conditions are real. And every day we're dealing with real things. But we serve a real Elohim. We serve an Elohim that lives. He is the only Elohim. He is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. And he chose us above all the nations above the face of the earth. He chose us. And he set his love upon us. No matter what you see on TV, no matter what you see walking down the streets, no matter what you see and hear how our people have sunk into the lowest of the low, our people are in gross darkness, including Israel. No matter how bad we look and sound and act, Yah still chose us. Yah still called us his people. Yah still said we are the apple of his eye. And that is because Yah see things that we can't see. So when you look down on your people, don't.
find the humility, because Yah chose the very people that you're looking down on. When you want to curse your people, because how they sound really, really bad, they are the people Yah has chosen. And when you want to slander and talebear, against your very own, just think, just consider in your heart, in your mind, that Yah said, this is his people forever. He carved them on the palms of his hands. You don't know why. I don't know why that Yah will love and choose such a rebellious people. A people who refuse to obey him. But yet, he said, Israel is my world without end. Israel is my battle axe. Israel is my everlasting doors, my everlasting gates. Israel is my servant in whom I will be glorified in. So let us try to see. Let us try to find what Yah see. Let us find humility. That Yah shows up, that he demonstrates to us every day, giving us chance after chance after chance. And yes, he's punishing us over and over again. But these punishments is just to get our attention. It's just to get our attention. Because he loves us. Did not he say, be not weary when he corrects his correction, for he correct those who he loves as a father corrected his son. So do Yah corrects us. Let us find the love, the peace. Let us build and not tear down. Embrace and stop separating. Let us look past things and stop holding things in. Go right to some of our other brothers and sisters. Then the 513 area code, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, beloved Moray Shia. This message, this teaching you're doing as a teacher, as a servant of Yah, is right on point. I've been dealing with humbleness and meekness, knowing what that means better and better by the help of Yah's spirit and his servant. I know to be humble means when you feel like you are humble, and you know your knowledge and wisdom and skills, it means to step it on down below that. it was much like Moray Alicia said, while he was able to sit, although facing stricken with our fathers, he said, be kind to each other and all. And if you find that you got to be kind of rock hard in your heart, you're not being humble. Humble means you're giving a pass to the person that's confronting you that, hey, maybe they're going through something a little bit extraordinary, and I'm going to take the low road because I want to be meek in this. I want my heart to be meek. I want to be in a place where Yah's spirit and his love can touch me. Anything about control and what you think that is, that's outside of being humble, which is knowing Yah has all control. Yah is the only one to be bragged upon. You might be finding your way. So I certainly love and agree all that you've shared with the listening audience in terms of what Yah is doing for us to bring ourselves. So I just want to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And if my son is listening online, I pray that the words of his servant, Moray Ashiah, have shown him that Yah does nothing but tell the truth. And one more thing I'll say and I'll go. Yah must be humble and meek to tell us two or more times about what he requires. He is like an humble and meek husband that knows his wife is going crazy. He knows that she's the apple of his eye, and his everlasting glory and his covenant people. And so that's a cue to us, to me, in any event, that we got to be humble and meek. We got to be willing to be so soft and so spongy that we can soak up all his advice, which is why we're going to seek Yah in Jamestown, Virginia, because we know that without his help, we're destroyed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for what you presented in this evening, my brother. Much love to you.
Hallelujah, and thank you, my beloved elder, and you're absolutely right. We have to be soft rather than hard. Going right to another one of our callers in the 984 area code, North Carolina. Shalom, shalom, and if you're listening by the internet, you can still call in. You got a little time left, minute and a half, about 90 seconds left. Call in, because we're still on the air. Shalom, shalom, sis.
Shalom, shalom, all right.
How you doing?
All right, and you, how about you?
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise Yah. A beautiful message, as usual. And today I was reading about the pride of Jacob. It's ironic, I was reading about it earlier today, and you're talking about humility. And a perfect example of humility, as I was reading and doing my studies today, I was reading in the book of Isaiah, and a perfect example of humility is Isaiah chapter 10. That's a perfect example of humility.
Isaiah 50. And I'll read it, verses 4 through 10.
Correct.
And this is what it says, Yah Elohim, have given me the tongue of the mouth, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear as the learned. Yah Elohim have opened my ear,
and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for Yah Elohim will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justify me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, Yah Elohim will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth Yah, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and have no light? Let him trust in the name of Yah and stay upon his Elohim. Hallelujah. You're right. This
Hallelujah.
Is beautiful. This is beautiful because it just points to the fact that there's things we have to go through. And we can't hide our face from it. We can't run from it. We can't sweep it under the rug. We just got to bear the shame. And if we able to go through it, really, we're not put to shame. We're honored. We just have to trust in the Most High. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that was a beautiful scripture. Excellent reading. Anything else?
No, I just want to say pride does go for destruction. I myself am trying to humble myself and prepare myself for Jamestown as well. And the Most High has humbled me in a lot of ways, and I know I have a long way to go. And I know that he is with me as I take this journey. Not just for Jamestown, but this journey in serving the Most High is a journey itself. And I pray that the Most High guide my feet, direct my path, and let his will be done. And I also pray for your listening audience, all of those who are traveling to and fro and will be going to Jamestown. And I pray that all is well with you and your family. And hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise Almighty Yah. Of course, I pray for all those that you pray for, and yourself, and your family, and everyone else. Truly, Yah is our Elohim. He's the Elohim of all flesh, of all spirits. He is the creator and the maker of all. And let us together find that way. Let us find his desires. And what is his desires? His desire is that we humble ourselves. And if we can find this, if we can do this, then there's only one thing left to receive. And that is honor. And the honor of Yah is riches, is peace, is life. And surely this is what we need. We need to be delivered. We need all land. We need to live in peace and unity with our Maker, with no adversaries, living in the abundance of peace and love and fear in the kingdom of Yah. A bunch of people that also can receive it. We can achieve it. Love first, we must believe it. Truly, Yah loves you. And so do I. Until next week, may Yah bless and keep you. Shalom, shalom.